Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's go around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610. And typically we'll do an around the AFC South. You played one of the teams. The Colts was on bye. So let's talk about the Jags real quick, who absolutely trounced the then 7-3, now 7-4 Los Angeles Chargers. So the Jags remain a game ahead of the Houston Texans and ahead of all these other 5-5 teams in the race for the playoffs. However, I am disgusted by the Los Angeles Chargers, John Lopez.
You can't predict what they're doing, what they are.
I have no idea what's happening with them. In the course of this 35-6 shellacking that the Jags put on them, where do we start? Do we start with the quarterback that people seem to love?
Yeah, because he looked rattled, and that was very surprising.
Yeah. I mean, 10 of 18, 81 yards and an interception. Now, at one point, he gets hit really hard and gets evaluated for a little bit in the medical tent. Mm-hmm. Comes back to the game, but is taken out for precautionary reasons. Don't let that distract him from the fact that he was B.A.D. bad against the Jaguars in this game.
Yeah, but both sides of the ball with the Chargers. You can't predict what the Chargers are. Obviously, the Chargers still on the Texans schedule, which could loom real big down the road when you're talking about wild card and stuff. But you can't predict what they are. And the Jaguars, where did that come from? They just looked so, you know, I've been kind of on this thing with Liam Cohen's better than I thought. Boy, that was really impressive.
Yeah. Four rushing touchdowns, three of them to the running backs. And this was a running day, 192 yards on the ground, 73 of those ETN, 74 of those Bashal Tuten in the game. And it was just, that's one of the things. Again, I look at that and I see the Jaguars obviously having a great rushing day with a couple of pretty good running backs with, you know, to give respect to them. But I keep bringing this back to the Chargers, who, again, as you mentioned, you'll see in week 17 this year. And that was a defense last year that was really good.
Yes.
Pretty good stop in the run, in fact, but just really good in general at just doing the right thing, even if they didn't have a wash of talent on that team. And it just feels like they are a vast difference from where they had previously been last year, which ultimately probably is good for the Texans because the Texans pants them last year in the playoffs. How much more so does it look like now if this defense continues to be that level of problem?
A lot more, because this Texans defense, you know, if the Jaguars did that to them and with their defense, just imagine what this Texans defense is going to do. But again, the Jaguars, hell, Jakobi Meyers had a good game.
Yes, he did. 64 yards for him as well.
Yeah, so it was Chargers don't really scare me right now. Of course, that could change next week.
only God knows what looks like there. But yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chargers, thanks for nothing, right? Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and steal that from you, Fig, ahead of time, because they could have done something that I felt would have been important, which is push the Jaguars into that place where they are also 5-5, and I believe that would have put the Texans technically holding that final spot for a moment, right? Like, and I understand that the Texans still have their work cut out for them and their work ahead of them, but that would have been nice if the Chargers could have done something. Of course, they couldn't, because they're not helpful, not in one bit. Some other things around the NFL. There was a lot of games, and one of the reasons why I think you probably look at the Texans getting a win versus the Titans, even if it happened narrow, and go, that's fine. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of weird results in just tight games, whether they should have been or not. One that felt like it should have been tight was a game between the two teams that feel like the best in all of the NFL. That was the Rams versus the Seahawks, and it was a close game, but it was not necessarily a game that felt close if you were watching it.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this game. You remember, you know, when we draft the weekend on Fridays, and it was entertaining, that's for sure, and it was also perplexing, and obviously you come back to Sam Darnold, four interceptions by any gauge, that's going to end up losing you a game. But at the same time, they were in it the whole time. You know, they were in it the whole time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, and I bring this game up, and I mentioned two of the best teams. It feels like you got to look at the Rams and go, that's probably the best team in football right now. Matt Stafford mm-hmm. is really orchestrating that offense really well. And I've seen it discussed in this way, and I don't think I disagree. This is probably the best defense that Matt Stafford has played opposite, when you look at what this Rams defense is doing right now.
Yeah, it's up there, that's for sure. But, no, he's definitely, although Josh Allen made a statement for MVP yesterday with 6 touchdowns, but I still think it's Matt Stafford if I had to pick right now. And just efficient, you know, they're finding the right, you know, obviously play calling was terrific, even though it got a little sloppy here and there. I think the Rams, who else would be in the contention right now?
I mean, it'd be the Seahawks. And
Eagles?
There's some people that have put the Eagles in there. I don't feel comfortable doing that. We'll talk mm-hmm. about them here in a moment. But Darnold, I did want to circle back around to this because Darnold did have 4 interceptions. And one of his linebackers, and I, of course the name evades me as soon as I'm going to go there, stood up for him in the post-game presser. This is what it sounded like. Mm-hmm. Oh, did we not have that one, Fig?
Nope. I have no idea what
don't
you're talking about.
Don't worry about that. He had a linebacker stand up.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Don't even worry about it. One of the linebackers got up there in the press room was like, hey, man, Sam was saying that it's his fault. No, it's not. Defense could have done some more. 4 interception game, John Lopez. Is he a pumpkin, or is this just kind of the circumstance of who they're playing?
I think, and I mentioned this to you, and I felt kind of weird saying it, because, like I said, I was looking forward to this game, watched it, and I feel like only 2 of them were – and that's not a compliment. Only 2 of them were, like, really bad plays by him. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm not going to sit here and stand up for Darnold, because you throw 2 like that are all on you, that's not a good thing. So maybe pumpkin-ish is what we would say.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I'm kind of surprised by, because, again, it feels like the last couple of years with Sam Darnold, when mm-hmm. you watch him play – everybody's been waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
And this feels like that could have been an answer for those that were looking for confirmation there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm there. Like, I it feels like this is one of the weaknesses that he might have, is that he can
pumpkin-ish.
Have a day like this.
He's had a day like this occasionally.
But I do think that he is giving you enough. He's putting
some really
enough
good
on
throws.
Wax that, yeah, that I think yeah. that he's still a dude to be contended with. Mm-hmm. And that's why I still look at the Seattle Seahawks and I like them quite a bit
yeah.
as a team. And, of course, all of this comes within the context of I'm very happy that both of these teams play over there.
Yes.
Like, just do all that good football mm-hmm. over there. That would be greatly appreciated. All right, some other things around the NFL. A little bit of injury news. One, Michael Penix Jr. of the Atlanta Falcons. They really allowed they played what was a close game in a division battle that I don't know that anybody actually should care about or love in any ways, which was the Carolina Panthers versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Panthers got the Falcons in overtime. You had Michael Penix Jr. going out with an injury, mm-hmm. and Christian Kirk, almost called him the wrong one. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins, different Kirk, steps in and has an opportunity to try and go win them the game. He doesn't, because of course he doesn't. But Michael Penix Jr., it looks like he might be done for the season. He's looking for a second opinion. However, he might be done for the season there. And that's really tough for a Falcons team that looks like they very well could fire their coach.
He's had 4 knee injuries in the last, I believe, 7 years, and going back to college. That's a problem. That's scary. When you have, and 3 of them now are going to be season ending, if this one is in fact season
ending. And it's worth noting, this is his left knee.
Yeah.
He's had the right knee twice reconstructed. So this is the other one. This is the good one.
Yeah.
This is his good knee, which...
If you're a Falcons fan right now?
Falcons are in the mud. Like I said, my fire your coach, which people should be clamoring for, I think, at this point, the way that things have gone. Your quarterback that you're supposed to feel like, oh, this is a young guy that we're building around, there's real questions as to whether he's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough place to be.
And how durable he is. I mean, how much you can count on him moving forward. There is another quarterback story in this game, and that is?
Bryce Young.
Yeah.
448 yards. That is a Carolina Panthers franchise record in a game.
Picked the wrong guy. No, man. No, you didn't.
I didn't think he had that in him, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
I didn't either. But just when you think he's not it, then he does something like this.
Yeah, so a really, really big day for Bryce Young. And did you realize that the Carolina Panthers are 6-5?
Yeah. Yeah, that's something, man.
This season has been absolute mayhem.
Wow.
All the way around. All right. This thing I do think has an interesting tie to your Houston Texans. There's initial concern that Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a break in his wrist, that he has a fracture in his wrist. Actually, I think we might have gotten an update because today was when he was going to get an MRI to double check that. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are 6-4, and they still have the 10th strongest remaining strength of schedule. So they have the Bears on the road. They have the Buffalo Bills at home. They'll play Baltimore twice still. They have the Detroit Lions on the road, and they have the Cleveland Browns on the road. And I put them in there just because of the strength of their defense.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers could fall out here, couldn't they?
I think there's a lot of moving and shaking that's going to be happening in the AFC. Obviously, the Texans benefit from a lot of that if they take care of their business. But yes, the Steelers absolutely have to be wondering about just where they are right now.
Because currently they're 6-4, tied with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but they're a division leader right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to imagine in that AFC North, the Ravens are just a game behind and really tracking.
They 5-5.
Yeah.
Right, 5-5, really tracking like they're playing better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they fall out there, there's a lot of game. If it's Mason Rudolph helming that thing, there's very quickly they could be on the outside looking in, so that could be. Although like they're in when it comes to division championship type stuff, but if they fall out the way that it's possible, that might create room for the Texans to slide in as well.
Oh, I think Steelers. Obviously, you have the tiebreaker with the Ravens there. Certainly, you can look at some of these other teams. Maybe even teams like the Chargers, which we just talked about. Chiefs are a mess right now.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And we'll talk more about that as we continue to go. But Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. And it started streaming yesterday. Return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman. And the new season started just yesterday. So you can get to it only on Paramount Plus. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go ahead and jump into the press room as D'Amico Ryan should be speaking after a 16-13 victory. We'll hear what he has to say next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.